Cool. Still at Wordfest, still at the Children's Day here at Crawley Library, and I'm with Helen Dennis. That's right, isn't it? Yeah,
yes,
good,
yes.
Good memory. You're the author of the Secret Breakers.
I am. Yes,
series.
Indeed.
So, tell me about your work and what you've been doing at Wordfest today.
Okay, right. Well, Secret Breakers is a series of an adventure story. There's six in the series, but only the first two are out. And it's about a team of children who are chosen to be code crackers. And they're solving lots of codes. Each book has a self-contained code, but there's one huge mysterious code that flows through all six books that they're trying to make sense of. And so I came to Crawley Wordfest today to see if I could find some possible code crackers who might have been the sort of children that would have been recruited for the team, really. So we did all sorts of coding challenges, and I have to say they were brilliant. So I've had a very good time here.
I was going to say, you seem to have kind of one or two bright sparks in the audience.
Yes, absolutely. It was great because there were some children who had read some of the books, so they, you know, they knew how to work with the codes, and they were asking very, very good questions. So it was a really fun session, as far as I was concerned, definitely.
Yeah, it was interesting to see you were referencing Bletchley Park then. Have you got a keen interest in what
absolutely
went on there?
Yes, absolutely. I was fascinated always with what happened at Bletchley, and particularly, obviously, during the war. But I was interested in my research about codes to find out that actually this mysterious code that I'm talking about, the one that runs through all the six books, which is the story of the Voynich manuscript, a book that's never been read, actually some of the code crackers at Bletchley in the 1960s got together to try and make sense of this code. So I thought, well, why not set my series actually at Bletchley then? And so it's a vital part to the series. The children are secretly recruited and become members of this code and cipher school at Bletchley. So it lets me write about the real location, and also I got to feed into the story some brilliant stories about some of the real code crackers who live there, because it's such a fabulously interesting place, definitely.
Cool. And how do you find it kind of working with the children, but obviously you're writing the stories separately and then kind of interacting with the children, interacting with the books? Does that feed further work, and does it help? And kind
it
of
really does. It's brilliant. But the funny thing is that all six stories are in fact written now. But it is great to be able to, although they're not all out in the shops, they're coming out every 6 months. But it's great to go in and see the reaction from the children. So there are, you know, things I could sort of heighten in my editing if I wanted to. And it's really, really great to see which characters in the story the children identify more with, because what I tried to do is make sure that people understood that code cracking involves all sorts of skills. It's not just a series of books about geeky children who are, you know, very good at foreign languages or something. There's all sorts of skills that could help you become a code cracker, and so I sort of enjoy making it possible for children to try and crack all sorts of codes in the sessions that I run supporting the book, really.
Excellent. So where can people find out more about your work? And
okay, right. Well, the books are available, hopefully, in all good bookshops. And the series is supported by a website, which is www.hldennis.com. And you can go to that website, find out lots more about the books in the series. There's extra information about Bletchley, about code cracking, and it'll also tell you when the next books are coming out. And you can sign up for updates, leave me messages. So hopefully people will be tempted to check out that website. That'd be great.
Cool. Fantastic, Helen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.